This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back live. Constance Schmoyer, Robert Barnes. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, I'm going to play the clip because of time constraints. We played it 30 minutes ago. It's all over the news. Top Drudge Report story. What could top Biden's eye bleeding suddenly during the debate, not being able to talk? Well, Bernie Hitler Sanders saying, let's support the brown people. Let's accelerate that. Yeah. Yeah, it's Trump that's the white supremacist. No, it's Sanders that's the elitist. That's what it is. Sanders works for the folks that created Hitler. What do you make of this behavior, this coming out of the closet by the eugenicists that we're seeing, not just by him, but by Yang and others?
Well, my first experience with that was as a scholarship student at Yale. I, along with Justice Breyer's daughter and some other people, formed a debate society. And one of the debate issues was about Planned Parenthood. And so we had some of the higher ranking people from Planned Parenthood there. And part of it was they did a speaking presentation for 45 minutes. And then there was a dinner afterwards with professors, academics, and students. And I was seated next to the main Planned Parenthood individual. And early on in the conversation, he turned to me and said, well, you understand the importance of this. Have you looked at where the population is expanding? And I remember being shocked at multiple levels, one at the moral horror of such a comment and what he means and intended. But what was even worse was that he expected and anticipated that just because I was a student at Yale, not knowing my background, that I would be completely acceptable to this notion, that he could just broach it at a dinner conversation with someone he had just met that evening to say, hey, you know, our real objective, our real goal here is to control populations in poor countries, particularly minority populations. So an incredible admission by Bernie to immediately jump to that. I mean, he could have said a lot of things about population control that were different than what he said. Instead, it was, let's use government money and pay people around the world to make sure they abort their babies, particularly in those countries with big population issues, which are overwhelmingly the countries that are being targeted are African countries. And countries of brown and black people in Latin America and Africa. So it's a horrendous. If Trump had said that, it would have been news for a year. So the extraordinary degree to which the purported Democratic candidate for the presidency is endorsing a eugenics agenda that would support, that would have government funding and government coercion behind it to people all around the world who are not even part of the United States is a frightening and terrifying prospect of the ideas that are coming back to the fore again.
You know, I was going to air this gun control boil down intro when we come back, so we have time to get Tom Papert seated in here, but this is only a 60-second break. When we go to break here in a few minutes, I want you to hold over, so you got to go soon, but I want you to have the floor for like 5 minutes when we come back to specifically speak to what was one of the top stories on the web yesterday. Thanks to Drudge Report making it the top story for 10 hours on the site. Again, we had over a million plus original visitors just to InfoWars just off that link, which is so refreshing because I'm not against Trump, but and I'm not even against Ivanka and Jared, but they go to dinner with big tech. They're hanging out with them. This proposal we're going to expose next segment that Obama was actually pushing, that they tried to get Trump to do before, to have the National Institutes of Health and the CDC hooked in with DARPA, with a thing called HARPA, and they're going to be in your smart devices, watching you, listening to you. They admit, so the coming out of, hey, these personal assistants and iPhones and Apple Watches are watching and listening to you, just amazing that that's now out in the open. And then the idea that extrajudicially, they're calling them, you know, these psycho signs that aren't even overt calls for violence, but high blood pressure, anger in your voice, and that it's a psychological credit score is what it is. And then your guns will be taken outside of law. This will trigger a civil war. And I'm not the one saying that. I'm surprised that I saw the video this morning. Somebody said to me, Glenn Beck was covering it yesterday, saying this will cause a civil war, these red flags and computerized red flags. So, I mean, this is crazy. So your constitutional lawyer, when we come back, Robert Barnes, to talk about it, but briefly, you're going to be here next week. We're talking more about this legal foundation you've launched, what the ACLU should be doing. And you've already filed suits, not the ones that got thrown out, the new ones for the Covington kids. So where, what's the best website for people to visit that and find out more?
Sure. They can go to www.freeamericalawcenter.com. Freeamericalawcenter.com. And we set it up so that it's a broad base. They can become members for $17.76 a month. We provide inside information and support and podcasts and books and
all
that.
Hold on. Let's talk about that more when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light, the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a global architecture being established to have big tech merge with governments, with old media as the thought police, soldiers in the street, censoring and controlling and monitoring everything you say and do. And then if you don't play ball, you can't leave your house, you can't get on a bus, you can't buy a car, you can't have a job, you can't get on a train or an airplane. That's coming here. They've already announced it. Global cashless society run by Facebook. Facebook says what words you can say and what words you can't. We're leaping into tyranny. There's a revolution against human rights and freedoms. We're told it's a post-human world. Now, I said that if Trump openly supports this, as the Washington Post says he's going to, that I will call for his impeachment. Because there's no lesser of two evils when you do this. Now, the Washington Post lies a lot. So I researched it and I found out Trump is best buddies with the man proposing this. And the people that actually have already set up this division of DARPA, that they now want to get fully funded, are Obama and Hillary minions. And it's the medicalization of everything, just like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany first used psychologists and psychiatrists to carry out the first euthanasia, the first exterminations. And so it's a red flag law with no law carried out by a bureaucracy in a giant power grab and forced inoculations and forced drugging. This is how classical tyrannies unfold. Now it has a high-tech overlay. So the story went viral. Trump administration considering social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. Daily Caller reported on it, our same analysis. Countless others did, but a lot of people couldn't believe this. Tom Papert, talk show host, researcher, he has looked into the roots of it and found even more shocking info. He'll be in studio in just a few minutes. But constitutional lawyer and, of course, chief counsel for InfoWars, Robert Barnes, your take on this just from the judicial perspective of saying this consortium of big tech and government, a merger of the NSA and big tech, what's already happened, really a coming out of it. How would you describe this nightmare scenario?
Well, there's no question that for a long time it has been suspected, and there's a wide range of evidence for it from various sources, that the reason why big tech got support and subsidies and various forms of protection from government was for the purposes of this kind of surveillance operation, this kind of spying, this kind of censorship, this kind of control. It's most evident in the Chinese social credit model system that they've announced and are utilizing, but there's no question that it was intended for Europe, the United States, and other countries as well. It's extraordinary power. It was supposed to be power to the ordinary person to be able to get their voice heard across a broader platform, but in fact it was always used and intended by some aspects of the government and big tech to be able to control, censor, shame, and surveil people, often without their notice or knowledge. There's no question that the red flag laws have been almost all precarious. So there are ways to do a constitutional red flag law. You limit it to solely to the same standard you would have for involuntary institutionalization of someone who's mentally ill. It's a very high standard, clear and convincing evidence of proof. You have a full right to a hearing. You have a full right to evidence, a full right to presentation. That, because they know that would always be rarely used against only the worst potential risks. Any other red flag law invites this kind of big tech, big government collusion to surveil, spy on, censor, and control people's behavior. And it really runs afoul that the idea that's being proposed to the president, the idea that's being proposed by various political purported allies but are really adversaries of the president, is an idea that would offend the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment. And not just the Second Amendment, because it would infringe on First Amendment rights, because it would effectively punish speech. It would also clearly and evidently infringe on Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms as necessary to protect all other rights, including the right of self-defense, including the right of self-defense against potential government incorrect behavior, bad behavior, but also importantly, the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment in basically enshrines a right to privacy, a right against the government in particular, intruding and invading that privacy. And the Fifth Amendment guarantees the right to due process. And of course, the Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to a jury trial about any significant issue of property or liberty. So when you end with the Seventh Amendment, Sixth Amendment right to counsel, Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. So you look at it, all of those rights are being violated by this proposed law. This proposed law would deny people, would punish people for their speech, deprive people of the right of self-defense under the Second Amendment, would invade their privacy under the Fourth Amendment without probable cause of any criminal behavior, would deny them their due process under the Fifth Amendment, deprive them of access to a counsel by the way the proceedings work under the Sixth Amendment, and deprive them of their jury trial rights under the Seventh Amendment. It would be the most constitutionally offensive proposal in this context in the history of the country. We should not be using the Chinese social credit model system for anything in the United States. We should be resisting it at every single level. And this proposal goes right to the core of those fundamental freedoms, including and using the right of self-defense as the proxy to do it. Because all these various gun control advocates keep saying they want to control guns, but that's not really true. They want the guns to be monopolized by the government and criminals. They don't want ordinary, everyday, law-abiding individuals to be able to defend themselves. Almost every sophisticated survey and study, including by a former high-ranking NPR executive, including by a member of 538, the very liberal data site, both of them came out and said, we studied the data, and there's no doubts whatsoever that gun control would lead to more deaths, not fewer, because gun self-defense is used so often in this country. And many self-defense cases are not even tracked or traced. We only know about...
Well, the numbers I've seen is 24 to 50-plus times it's used to stop crime or save someone versus it being used in a crime, but it never, as you said, gets reported in the news, even when it's filed with police or the FBI, so they estimate that it can be 2-3 times higher. We never hear about it.
Exactly. And if you look at it, what are they really trying to do? Not only to strip you of your self-defense abilities from potential government oppression, but really it's more nefarious than that, because what it really does is it forces you to be dependent upon the government for your own protection, protection of your liberty, protection of your property, because the only people that are allowed to have guns are is the state, is the government itself. And everybody knows the criminals will get the guns. They've got them in every country that
Mark,
has guns.
I don't think I've ever heard a better breakdown of the Second Amendment and this extrajudicial takeover that is the global social psychology score. It is the architecture of tyranny. It is the big threat in our lifetimes and forward, and it is the central issue. So I salute you and this audience and the crew, and Matt Drudge is on fire for exposing it. This is such an important time to be alive. We're going to be in studio next week to really launch some major lawsuits and a counteroffensive, and there's so many great things. You're doing so much of your work for me at cost. We salute you, and I think people should become members at your amazing organization. Again, tell people about the new organization.
Yeah, it's Free America Law Center. Anyone can find it at www.freeamericalawcenter.com, freeamericalawcenter.com. For $17.76 a month, they can become a member. They just want to donate, they can do that too. But and what we give them is, first of all, they are going to be supporting the most important litigation in the country. This doesn't go to legal fees. This goes to court costs, witness fees, service fees, all of those other incidental costs that right now we're paying out of our own pocket.
Depositions.
But I already have the... Exactly. I already have the lawyers lined up. Lawyers to bring great cases to equalize the equation, because the left has effectively monopolized public interest law in this country. So the left has taken over the ACLU entirely to where they're not defending anybody on the right anymore. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been a political hack organization for forever. We need a counterpart to the Southern Poverty Law Center, an antidote to the liberal bias of the ACLU. The liberal profession as a whole has been able to, the legal profession leans liberal overwhelmingly. So that creates a problem where the left has almost a monopoly on what's happening in public interest law about First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Seventh Amendment, fundamental constitutional rights and liberties. And those who become members, we're providing direct benefits to. So we're providing, you know, Q&A podcasts with lawyers and experts, providing free books every month that helps them become self-educated about fundamental constitutional rights and liberties. And they'll be supporting the most important litigation in the country to protect free speech, to protect a free press, to protect this First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, and Seventh Amendment.
Well, I know I'm getting super excited, and you're the guy to do it, and you've already filed some suits, but next week the real offensive begins. So again, for radio listeners, slowly tell people that address as we prepare to take action, and tell people how they can hopefully spread that URL to others. It's the word of mouth is king. Tell people the URL one more time.
FreeAmericaLawCenter.com.
All right.
FreeAmericaLawCenter.com.
Robert Barnes, we'll see you in studio next week via Condios, my friend.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Talking about the Second Amendment, we're going down the rabbit hole with key data to stop the move to let big tech and the psychiatrists take your guns outside of law. This is Red Flags on PCP.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information.
50 billion unstoppable odds.
And radio.
Tom Pappers in studio with us. Coming to the next hour, the true Ricky Ross is going to be here with us in studio. Biggest CIA drug dealer ever. Tom Pappert created the Facebook page God Emperor with hundreds of millions of views. While in college, devoutly support Trump without being singled out by the university's administration. And, of course, it was one of the top sites during the campaign. He also manages a TV station, syndicated talk show host. He's at Real GE Trump on Twitter, Facebook.com/God Emperor Trump Official. And the station he's got up in Wichita carries our show, and it's number one in the market after just a year and a half. We're very excited about that, just like we're number one on Cloud TV. We're number one everywhere. We're not banned. That's why we've got to be banned everywhere, because we're number one. Because freedom is popular thanks to you spreading the word, audience. You're number one. That's no brag. That's just a fact. Tom Pappert, well, I like when we went to dinner last night. You described it. You start getting all these calls yesterday because you've got some big websites out there and write for Big League Politics. Going, is this true that Trump's got this extrajudiciary thing where they that Ivanka's proposing? I dug into the Washington Post article. I don't just believe the Washington Post usually.
Right.
What they're saying is true. Now, did Trump really act favorably? Does he really support it? We don't know that. But one of his best friends is the guy proposing it. Ivanka's on record supporting it. So why don't you, in your own words, describe what this is. The headline that went viral yesterday was Trump administration considering social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. I mean, you heard Barnes earlier, constitutional lawyer. This is the most draconian thing to ever hit America.
Yep.
And so if Trump supports this, he instantly becomes Hillary Clinton. I mean, I don't want to have to hate Trump and go after him. My God, I've been persecuted. We've gone through hell. We've done so many great things. But it's like taking care of your kid for 10 years and one day shooting him in the head with a shotgun. It kind of ruins everything else before. I mean,
right.
this is unbelievable. And look, we're 24 hours into this being a firestorm. No tweets from Trump. No statement saying, oh, no, we're not going to do this. So, Tom Pappert, first, how do you describe this? And then let's get into who's actually honchoing this thing that DARPA's already cooked up.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, the number one thing is this is worse than anything Hillary Clinton could have done. Because if we add President Hillary Clinton, God forbid, the Republicans would have been unified in their opposition to this type of thing. This is worse than China. It's social credit on steroids. Because in China, you don't have Alexa listening to every word you say. You don't have a Fitbit that monitors your heart rate. This is truly next level. It's beyond Orwell, beyond anything that anybody's ever written about. And it's social credit is the best word for it. But really, it's so far beyond. Because this is in your house. Listening to every word you say, every tweet you make, they will be watching you. And they're going to use this, of course, ostensibly what they say is to take take the guns from would-be mass killers. Well, I don't know how many would-be mass killers say, Alexa, how do I kill 50 people in one sitting? It doesn't work that way. So they're going to use this to monitor mental health. This all comes, and quote-unquote mental health, this all comes from that side of the former administration, the Obama administration, the Clinton administration. It comes from people who are big on quote-unquote mental health. And we all know how the Soviets handled mental health. If you are a dissident, if you are against the government, you are mentally insane and you must be taken to the gulag. So they're going to do that to first take our guns. Second, it is literally one of the top people who is behind pharmaceutical companies who is running this thing. The guy's name is Herb Pardes. He's on the board of HARPA and he's been labeled the king of forming psychopharma front groups. So if you say anything bad about the government, they're going to take your guns away. They're going to get you on psychotropic drugs,
which are causing them almost all the mass shootings.
Right.
So the people actually guilty of it, who've created this mentally ill culture, now they've got their answer. We're going to surveil all of you and make you take drugs, and then outside of law, because they described this HARPA board with DARPA and big tech and psychiatrists, liberals will literally, outside of law, take all your guns.
That's exactly what the plan is here. And what's sick is, you know how this was pitched to President Trump. The idea is here, oh, this will respect the Second Amendment. We're just going to go after the crazy people. We'll take the guns away from the people.
They go, sir, they say they're going to kill somebody on the internet. The computers will see it. When you read the actual proposal, it's a way to roll out the total surveillance that's already happening and to get the left to support it, believing it's only for guns. It's for everything, people.
That's exactly right. It will stamp down on any form of dissonance toward not just the Trump administration. Leftists should be up in outroar right now. We used to care about the Constitution. The left used to care about privacy. In fact, nominally, they still do. When the left hits big tech, it is 100% about privacy. But let's go in, if it's all right with you, Alex, some of the people who are involved in this organization. Is, of course, the Suzanne Wright Foundation. Its founder, Bob Wright, he was the former vice chair of General Electric and the CEO of NBC Universal.
Who paid Trump for 10 years on The Apprentice.
That's exactly right. Worse than that, founder of Autism Speaks, which of course is saying to stick your kids with every vaccine there is in existence.
And they cover up what's causing it.
Exactly, exactly.
He wants to lead the opposition.
And naturally, as CEO of NBC, it's no surprise this guy donated money to, you name a Democrat, he probably donated, including to one Chuck Schumer.
Ha!
And it gets worse than that. It gets much worse. Dick Gephardt, who served as the Democrat House Majority Leader from 89 till 95, then Minority Leader till 2003. This guy is involved, and he almost was our last vice president. If it wasn't for sleepy Joe Biden with his poor eye, I hope he has a full recovery. If it wasn't for Joe Biden, this guy would have been our vice president. He is now going to be taking the guns away. Mike Stebbins is on the HARPA website, listed as the former assistant director for biotechnology at the White House under the Obama administration. He also worked as a research fellow for Democrat Senator Harry Reid. And, of course, we talked about Herb Pardes, the guy who's going to say, oh, you tweeted at 2 a.m. saying that you love the Constitution. Here, have a box of Prozac. You need to take 7 of these a day. These are the people who are going to determine who gets gun rights.
So let's be clear. You're getting calls yesterday from all your big writers.
Right.
You know, a lot of former Breitbart, you name it. He runs some big sites. And they're like, is this really true? And you're like, read it. It's all admitted. Ivanka's at the meetings. I've got a whole stack of them edit pushing it. And then one of Trump's best friends is the guy that runs the foundation pushing it. And it's already in place with all these Obama people lobbying to get the funding,
right,
and then merge it with DARPA, the NSA, and all these agencies, a public merger of big tech and the intelligence agencies, to literally now have them watching and reading everything we do under law and then using it outside of judicial due process. This is the total end of America. It's outrageous, and it's run by a bunch of Obama and Hillary people.
Right.
Now you know why we're so freaked out at Trump, folks. Well, and a lot of conservatives can't believe this is happening. No, it's happening. It's real. Comprende?
That's exactly right. And as you said, I was getting phone calls from my partners, from my writers, saying this is top linked on Drudge. I can't believe this is happening. Is this just Drudge trying to turn people against Trump? Why would Drudge do such a thing? This makes no sense. So then we look into your article, and of course, the first people to get this are the Washington Post, which is how you know it comes directly from the deep state. We go into the Washington Post article, and then it's very easy to do this type of research. You look up who is the Suzanne Wright Foundation, who is the founder, who is involved with it, what are these people's history, and it turns out this is completely Democrat. This is completely leftist. They are all part of this sick cabal that we call the deep state. Now, it's one thing that I was pointing out yesterday that didn't quite make it into the article, but you have been predicting this for your entire career. These people are they're instituting, they're creating this technology that is meant to monitor.
And they're making themselves the kings of the dark crystal.
Right.
They're making themselves the masters of the entire control grid, where they're above the law, they spy on everything, they set the algorithm to say you're mentally ill, so you disappear, and Ivanka is sneaking up trying to get her dad to pass this. My Lord. We'll be right back.
I love watching Dave and Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
is supporting a global social credit score with big tech spying on you with DARPA, an agency already being set up called HARPA, run by Obama and Clinton high-level officials to use the medical tyranny system to come in outside of law with a psychological and social credit score and take your guns or bar you from having a gun. Now, obviously, it's a trial balloon. Trump's going to end up shooting this down. Trump's a good guy. But this is some of the stuff going on with Ivanka, who's never shot a gun in her life, freaks out if she breaks a nail. I'm sorry, she's domesticated, you know, billionaire rich girl from New York. His sons aren't. They're against this, Eric and Don Jr. But this is a nightmare situation, and we've learned, and we just listed them, all these top Democrats from Obama mainly, and some from Hillary, are running the whole thing. So your headline, I mean, how do you make it bombshell enough? Obama officials are running the Trump administration's push for anti-gun social credit score? I mean, it's even worse than that. I don't know how you describe this. We'll talk to Mike Adams in a moment and get his expert take on how you describe something this bad. It's like trying to describe the house burning down or something and with kids in it. I mean, you got to see it to know what it's like. You don't want to see it. So this is out of control. We're going to Mike Adams in a moment on this and more. And then his big article on Bernie Sanders endorsing the accelerated targeted aborting of brown people's children worldwide. But Tom Pappard, syndicated talk show host, writes for BigLeaguePolitics.com, has some of your own big news sites. You were going over this. How do you describe this? We need to get horrified. Some people are like, hey, don't criticize Trump. The Dems will win. We're the ones that put Trump in. And if we don't stay on him, the establishment's going to sell him a bill of goods. We're doing God's work here. I know most of the audience gets that and knows that, but we need to be very aggressive right now. Go ahead.
You're completely right, Alex, because this is, by and large, the worst thing that's come out of the Trump administration if it were to be put into place. Already the Trump administration, and I am a big supporter of President Trump, but when he is wrong, he is completely and totally wrong, and this is the most sickening thing you've seen in your life. If a Democrat tried to do this, you would have insurrection. You would have violence in the streets, and I abhor violence, which is why I want this to be ended. I don't know how it can be overstated. Your refrigerator will be spying on you. Your smart watch will be spying on you. The thing that tells you how many steps you take.
Well, they admit they already are. They need, this is the bridge to get you to accept it.
Right. Well, and it's the bridge between the private sector, all of these companies that were founded with government support and with government money in many instances. They will be given official carte blanche permission to share that data with the government. I can only imagine what Jeff Bezos would do with that opportunity to share whatever comes into his Alexa with the federal government with the purpose of eradicating any type of patriotic behavior, because that's what this is going to be used for. It's never going to be about guns. The guns is a total misdirection. This is for social control and social engineering. Imagine this. You get a police officer coming to your door and they say, we know that you were up at 3 a.m. last night watching an Alex Jones documentary. You need to go to a mental health official right now. We're going to get you on a drug. And if you resist, we're already taking your guns. If you resist, you're going to be arrested. That's what
and the Democrats have been saying. Burn down their houses, flatten them, put them all in mental institutions. You know, Trump needs to be put in a mental institution. 25th Amendment. Mike Adams, I want to get into Bernie Sanders with you next segment. You've written a very powerful article at nationalnews.com. It's also up on InfoWars.com. Bernie Sanders announced support for global eugenics and depopulation, calls for accelerating abortions in countries populated by people of color. Unbelievable. But your take on what's being proposed to Trump and the Washington Post saying he likes the idea. I know it's being pushed from people in the administration. I think once Trump learns they're doing it in his name, he's going to come out against it. But we haven't seen that yet. What's your spidey sense tell you?
Well, it all comes down to who defines mental health. And mental disorders are defined as being divergent from normalcy. So it really depends on who defines normalcy. Now, according to the radical leftist, normalcy is the chemical castration of children. Normalcy is saying that men can get pregnant and have babies. You know, normalcy is eugenics and depopulation and putting sterilization chemicals into the vaccines.
Yeah, drinking fluoride water, having lower IQs,
exactly.
Not living as long, having normalcy is the post-human world.
Yeah, exactly. So they're going to say, really, just as Tom mentioned, anyone who questions the authority of the establishment will be labeled as having a mental health disorder. And with that label, you will be denied the right to purchase firearms, I mean, this is a divine right. No government can legitimately interfere with that right. But you'll be denied the right to speak, the right to engage in contract, the right to earn money, the right to have a job. I mean, this is the social scoring system, but under the guise of mental health.
Why do you think they've gone from denying this for decades, even though we watched them do it in other countries, to admitting it all? I mean, I think they now know they're somewhat behind. There's an awakening. So they're just trying to normalize it all at once. A, do you agree with that? B, where do you think it goes? How does this cookie crumble?
Well, I see this actually as a last-ditch, desperate Hail Mary by the establishment that is losing control of the narrative globally because of the existence of the independent media, organizations like yours and many others that are questioning the official narratives, which are all lies. You know, who believes CNN anymore? You literally have to be brain damaged to watch CNN and believe anything that they're saying. Last night's climate change town hall circus, it was a joke. It was a parade of scientific illiteracy. You have to be dumbed down to watch that. So they're desperate. They know that they're going to lose if we continue to push, Alex. And that's why it's critical that you exist, that your platform exists, and that we continue to educate people, uplift people, and connect people about what's really happening and fight for humanity.
I agree with you. We're going to get into what happened with Bernie Sanders and others last night. We come back for a few segments. The Pappert, you're riding shotgun in the next hour. The Freeway Rick Ross is a little bit behind, driving down from Dallas. He'll be in studio with us in the middle of the next hour. But I agree with you. The numbers show it. The ratings show it. The general public is showing it. Just since this whole thing came out with Epstein, just since the fluoride studies, which you already had, we had, you know, decades ago, but now, I mean, now I use this as a bellwether. They'll have anti-Alex Jones videos on YouTube, and 95% of the comments, 90% are positive, even though the video is anti-Alex Jones. Used to, it'd be 50-50 against me. And I see that with other people, and I see it on the street now, where I'm more popular than ever. Maybe 1 out of 100 people, for every hand I shake, 1 out of 100 says F.E. Russian agent. Now the left doesn't even do that. So I think there's been a collapse in confidence. But like you said, the small minority of supporters that are kind of low-level minders, they know it's all bull, too, but they're associated with the power structure, so they're trying to bully us and prop it up. They don't realize that we were asleep before, we weren't bullied before, and that the bullying is only pissing us off. Do you agree with those statements?
Well, absolutely. And I think also, by the way, the murder of Jeffrey Epstein was a big wake-up call, a big turning point for a lot of people. They realized that everything is rigged, that Epstein, he had his fingers into every dark, you know, twisted corner of globalist society, and that those children were being trafficked and raped, and probably, you know, other kind of weird, bizarre, demonic rituals were involved as well. People are waking up. Every time the establishment tries to cover up one of these big aha moments, the people actually go, wait a second, we're being lied to. Everything is a lie. Let's find out the truth, and that's why they're watching InfoWars. This is what's happening.
So what happens next?
Well, if we can continue to press this issue, we're going to see at some point the collapse of CNN. We're going to see the collapse of the left-wing media. I think, in fact, if Trump will just release, and perhaps William Barr will release several of these key FISA warrant-related documents, that the collapse will be accelerated. I see a future in the 2020s where CNN actually does not exist any longer because their credibility is so negative. Who would watch them? They will collapse. They will be gone. That's what I see coming.
Now, I think what they're trying to do with this, though, it's so obvious. They want to drug us. And tell me if I'm wrong about this, Mike Adams, but they want to drug us. They want to mollify us. They want to turn us into a bunch of happy little sheep again. And I think that's why this push is happening now, and it's happening so heavily. Because if they can get us back asleep, then maybe they can win. Otherwise, I think you're totally right.
We'll talk about that, because Mike Adams is one of the experts on that. Then we'll get into Bernie Sanders and his outrageously racist statement that's being praised by the left and all the fake minority leaders out there. Let's kill all those brown babies. And it's like, yes, liberal. Let's stop the Trump supporters. They're secretly...
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last night during the hysterical climate change. Remember, it was global freezing and global warming. And, of course, it gets down to just get rid of humans. It's not that GMO is bad. It's not that genetic engineering is bad. It's not that toxic waste dumping or overfishing or plastic dumping is bad. It's tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe. And Bill Gates has the equation about how to get rid of all the humans. That'll save the Earth. Well, here it is. It's not just about birth control. It's about accelerating abortion on brown people. Here's Bernie Sanders.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. And
The answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
This is just making it sexually clear, man. This is what he says.
And the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that are that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control.
There's the Vanderbilt right totally there.
Absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
But what's really going on is, in Africa and other areas, they don't give the women access to any type of assistance unless they get sterilized. And you can argue, well, there are too many of these people. No, we didn't industrialize it. The globalists, Mike Adams, you're an expert on this. You really know how to lay it out. What's really going on here?
Well, first of all, the question itself is loaded. Remember that the questions are pre-approved by CNN, and the question equates courage with murdering black babies all over the world, essentially. So the question was, Bernie Sanders, would you be courageous enough to support the coordinated global funding of the mass murder and infanticide of babies of color? That's essentially the realistic translation of that. And he said, yes, sure. He's all for it. And what's really shocking about this is, again, it's out in the open. You know, you and I have warned about this for many, many years. There's a globalist depopulation agenda. Well, now you can add to that that Bernie Sanders is promoting a global eugenics agenda, and he wants U.S. taxpayers to pay for that eugenics program to snuff out the lives of both unborn and postborn babies of color all over the world. And it makes you wonder, how can any person of color in the United States vote for a Democrat when their agenda is genocide? It is the mass murder of babies of color, infants of color, born and unborn. And the fact that this question is loaded, trying to equate this with courage and then equate it with climate change. So now you see the climate hoax is being pushed in order to promote depopulation and the mass genocide of humanity. And this isn't new, Alex. As I quoted in my story, the New York Times wrote an article back in 1969 where the science advisor to President Richard Nixon, Dr. Lee Dubridge, called for spiking food exports from the United States with covert sterilization chemicals so that the food exported to third world countries and African nations and places of color, that food would cause massive infertility.
And by the way, that's also in the White House Science Czar under Obama, John P. Holdren's book, 1974, Eco-Science, yep. I actually have a copy of right here. I'll grab it in a moment. It's down here on the floor. But let's pull back. I used to, my memory was good enough, but I've been through the wars now. I used to know the name of the memorandum. But guys, type in Henry Kissinger Presidential Memorandum on Depopulation, 1974, declassified 1991, and in it he says the same thing. Ship our toxic waste to the third world and put stuff in the food to sterilize them. So that was official policy. He couldn't get Nixon to sign off on it, but that was a letter that he gave to Nixon proposing that. So guys, type in Henry. Yeah, there it is. There it is. National Security Study, NSSM 200, 1974, sorry, December 10th. I mean, wow, look at that, classified by Harry S. Blaney. And, folks, it's now declassified 1991, National Security Council. We're not playing games, are we, Mike Adams?
No, Alex, and imagine, I mean, now global depopulation and eugenics of children of color is now the Democrat platform. Could you imagine the outcry if President Trump were to say something as crazy as that, if President Trump were to say, hey, we need to depopulate the world of black people? Can you imagine? What kind of hysteria would ensue across the media? But when Bernie Sanders says it, it's all okay.
Now, let's talk third-dimensional chess here. Let's talk third-dimensional chess. Because I read the Royal Commission by His Royal Highness, the King of England, the father of Queen Elizabeth II, 49, published. And they said, we're the dominant empire. We can industrialize the third world and make them up to our standards, and then they'll only have two kids. But if we let them bloom and have an overpopulation, we can exploit the population, then use it against the first world to lower everybody's standards and dominate the planet. We're going to go with that. So even if you believe the world's overpopulated, in some areas it is toxic, it is overpopulated the way the systems are, but they're suppressing new technologies. Then they weaponize third world, put them in refugee camps, brainwash them against the West, and then bring them in weaponized. So you see the master dialectic, the master plan that they're engaged in.
Yeah, and this master plan ultimately ends with the destruction of human civilization as we know it. Let's not forget that some of these same globalists, like Bill Gates, is running Project Scopex, which would pollute the atmosphere to dim the sun, to block photosynthesis, and collapse global food webs and cause mass starvation all across the planet. And again, Alex, these are all admitted now.
Stop there. We're going to get a little bit more into this because we've covered the chemtrailing. We've covered the aerosol. It's all declassified. Now suddenly they admit we've been spraying in a global test. A Nobel Prize was won in 92 by scientists. It's added to jet fuel. Where are we vindicated, Mike? Where suddenly it's on the news. Oh, we are spraying for your safety, but it's still secret, but we're not vindicated.
No, it's crazy. I mean, just think of this example. CNN now says all hurricanes are man-made, but that it's a conspiracy theory to believe in weather control. So, you know, even their own narratives contradict.
Yeah, the hurricanes are fault because cows fart, but when they go and spray it and use electromagnetic beams that are declassified to control them, which was certified in 1967, Stanford Research Institute, declassified in 2004, Ben Livingston went public on my show, and it was all declassified, then we're the cooks.
Well, exactly. And look, we've been vindicated again and again and again. The truth is the globalists are at war with humanity. They want to mass murder humans, and they want to silence anyone who is speaking out in favor of humanity.
Mike, who are they working for? Because you don't cover flying saucers. I don't cover it either. I go off real hard documents. Bernie Sanders is endorsing National Security Memorandum 200 for global extermination of brown people. Okay, we just showed it on screen. It's public. This is not fake, folks. So why are the elites so anti-human, and why are they running 100-year plans, and why are they so ahead of us?
Well, it depends on how many layers deep you want to go on this, Alex. But at simplest level, the globalists believe that they want to inherit the Earth by eliminating most of the human population so that they can have the planet for themselves, all automated with robot automation systems and exotic technology that they've been suppressing but will use themselves once they eliminate what they call the so-called useless eaters of the world. So global depopulation and eugenics is out in the open now. That is their plan. And by the way, Democrats should be alarmed because it's the people in the cities that are going to be killed off the most by these plans. The cities are where you can't survive. You can't grow food. All the inputs are artificial. If you don't have electricity and food and fuel input into the cities, you know, imported, the cities collapse into mass death. That's where the Democrats live, and yet they're supporting the very same globalists that are pushing these depopulation programs.
Mike, I should have you in studio sometime for like 2 hours, because you've really done your research as an engineer, best-selling author, you name it. How you see the different scenarios, how it breaks down, because the globalists admit they're going to collapse nation states, even collapse their world order. That's just a cover story. And go to high-tech city states that are armored. You know, people are like, wait, that sounds like the Hunger Games. Well, that's a mirror of the real plan. They're externalizing the method, predictive programming. But they admit it's going to be an advanced technology, breakaway civilization. The future is here. It's just not equally distributed. And then we'll all be outside of it. Well, I want Bernie Sanders and the globalists and all of them to know, you guys are never going to get away with this. We know of the plan now. So you're not going to be in your armored fortresses getting away with this.
Yeah, there's, you know, look, your audience knows more than any viewer of CNN or New York Times, and they know that humanity is under attack. But this is a global scale war against humanity and against the survivability or the sustainability of the human race. So we are under attack. There is a war, and you can only get the truth through the independent media with InfoWars leading the way. That's the bottom line. If you want to live, it's like what the Terminator said in that movie.
You want to live, come with me.
You want to live, come with me. If you want to live, stay tuned to InfoWars, because that's where you're going to get the truth.
By the way, we don't say that like on a power trip or naturalnews.com or Big League Politics. This is real. We're showing you real memorandums to kill you. They're putting fluoride in the water to lower your fertility and make you an idiot. Come right back. I want to talk about this. You're leaving in 5 minutes to me and Papert to break it all down. Take calls. True Eric Ross coming to the studio. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.